Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The college football experience, Louisville Cardinals season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. Brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, everybody. Jim McMahon here, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the college football experience, Louisville Cardinals season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi, up,
buddy. Let me just hit you with this.
The best looking man.
Yeah, buddy.
The best dressed.
Give me that hype. Give me that BDE. I'm taking this shot of tequila, buddy. Courtesy of Kobe One Dan. Cheers to you, brother. I want.
Just like that.
There you go. Now give me some Dundee music. Let's not forget. This is the Louisville Cardinals, all right? Johnny Unitas. Tom Jackson.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Deion Branch. Colby Smith. Browning Nagel. Ernest Givens. Mark Clayton. The original Mark Clayton from the Mark Brothers in Miami. It's a rich program. Satterfield won 8 games, but then in year one, then he had COVID. Yes, 4-7 season, but it was a COVID season, Patty. See, we can't write off the Cardinals. We can't write off the Cardinals. They still got Malik Cunningham. They got an O-line that's returning that we'll touch more on in a second here. But could they be a sleeper in the coast or in the Atlantic of the ACC?
I absolutely believe that they are. Not a lot of love in the preseason. All conference rankings, no one in the first team, second team, I believe they only have one, and third team, I think they only have two. So really a lot of disrespect for the Cardinals talent level here.
Well, and you look at it, Scott Satterfield, I think is a great coach. Yes. I don't care how you slice it last year. Give me those defensive rankings you were talking about.
Well, defensively in Petrino's last year, which was 2018, they finished the year at 128. Satterfield's first year, they jumped to 109. Improvement, but not amazing. But his second year last year, up to 49th in defense. So in the top half of the country now, that's a drastic improvement. And if that trend continues, look out.
Yes, and they got to find a way to get better against the run. That's Brian Brown's task. I expect, let's talk defense in a second. We talk offense here, and Look, I mean, I think Malik Cunningham, he changes his name every other year.
He's just done it once.
what would you say? I mean, I think he's a good quarterback.
I think he's a very good quarterback. I mean, his completion percentage has improved every year. 60, 62, and 64 last year. His yardage has improved. His interception ratio did get worse last year.
Well, I think the offensive line was of issue last year, and that's why I think they're going to be a lot better this year. 4 of 5 offensive linemen are back, Patty C. And they went out to Virginia Tech and got Brian Hudson. Guy plays multiple spots on the O-line. I like the offensive line to be better, stronger, and more cohesive. And then I really think Marshawn Ford is a stud tight end that the ACC better watch out for. I like Braden Smith at the wideout spot and Justin Marshall. Sure, they lose a Tutu Atwell. Sure, they lose Des Fitzpatrick. But hey, I think they're going to be fine on the skill positions. They were the 55th offense in scoring.
Those are some pretty
year.
Good players to lose, though. Tutu Atwell was no joke.
It's true. But at the same time, I just feel like they reload. Now, I think you want to circle Jalen Mitchell. It's a freshman running back. That's the real question mark is the run game here. 55th in the nation in scoring offense, 29 in rushing offense last year. So can they find a way to duplicate those numbers? 48th in passing offense. I'm sure Satterfield wants to get a little bit better there. 29th in total offense, though. Not horrible.
That's yardage. 55th yeah, scoring offense, yeah, but 29th yeah, yardage offense.
Yes.
That's very respectable.
Yes.
I get another stat here. Petrino's last year, on offense, 122, and Satterfield's first year on scoring offense up to number 30. So maybe they just weren't able to get the points, but the yardage was there last
yeah,
year.
And I wonder how they get Shy Wirtz, who was a triple option quarterback at Georgia Southern. I wonder how they will use him, maybe you know, mixing him in with some run pass stuff. I don't know, but I like that at an you know, your running back position. Jalen Mitchell, we don't know. He's a freshman. Maybe mix him in with Shy Wirtz. I don't know, but I can tell you that I kind of trust Satterfield to get the things back on track this year. Defensively, they do return 7 starters on defense. Two of the 3 defensive linemen from a season ago are back. Patty C, led by Yaya Diaby.
Yes.
And 2 of 3 in the linebacking core and 2 of 4 in the secondary, but I think that's a bit deceiving because they bring in former Aus Sun Belt defensive player, safety Kendrick Duncan. That could be a big difference maker there. Georgia Southern keeps a good program down there and getting him and Shy Wirtz. I think that the defense could take a step up for Brian Brown. They just got to stop the run better. Stop the run better and you'll have more wins.
They do. Let me say this too. I know Greedy Williams was a stud defensive back for LSU. Greedy Vance, freshman defensive back for Louisville. Maybe, you know, he's greedy enough to get himself some interceptions. He's a backup.
And recruiting rankings, they're pretty decent, right?
Yeah, it's stunning for a team. And Colby calls me a Louisville hater, and there may be some validity to that because I don't give them the credit they're due. Recruiting-wise, since 2017, 34-30. 70 what they had at Leda Klunker in 2017. I guess that was Satterfield's
year.
But then 42 and then up to 39 last year. So Satterfield has them back on track from a recruiting standpoint. That's pretty good talent. Unfortunately, within the ACC, that ranks 6th, 7th, 14th, 6th, and 9th. So they're still, you know, below the upper echelon of the ACC talent.
Will Louisville be back before Florida State?
Yes. I think this year Louisville will be back.
Okay. I mean, let's get to it. The win total, Vegas saying the Cardinals 6.5 wins, Patty C.
What is back? What is back?
Back means, you know, 8 to 9 wins every year or more.
8 or 9 wins. I think, let me take a look at this schedule. I do think they have that potential this year. So
let's get to it. Labor Day. Labor Day in a game. You want fireworks?
Yeah. This
Look,
one will
did you
be
see
fun.
That fireworks video in Toledo of all those fireworks going off?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's fucking Insanity. Fantastic. But this is pretty much the equivalent of that in football form. Matt Corral, Malik Cunningham. Who are you giving that to?
In terms of who's the more quality quarterback?
No, the game.
The game? I mean, I have to lean Ole Miss at this point.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, 4-7 last year. Ole Miss was what, like 5-5?
Five and five.
Yeah, and look, we probably should go through this now. Louisville's losses, a 47-34 loss against Miami, which was closer than that 13-point score indicates.
Yeah.
A 3-point loss at Pitt, right? They did shit the bed in a rainstorm on a Friday night against Georgia Tech. That loss was worse than it probably
that was.
Looks.
That was bad. Yeah.
They go to Notre Dame. They only lose by 5, one of the closest games Notre Dame played last year. And they also took a 7-point loss against a decent Virginia Tech team and a 7-point loss on the road against at Boston College. So, I mean, a couple, corrections here and there, and this team was actually had a decent season.
And when you look at a team like Ole Miss, where they won by 1 against Kentucky, they drew Vanderbilt and South Carolina from
the East.
Yeah. And then they beat Mississippi State by 7. That was a tie game late in that game.
They might be counterfeit.
They might be extremely counterfeit. I mean, we don't know. That offense should be fire, but the defense was horrible last year, worse than the nation. So I think it's a true 50-50 game.
I agree with you. In Atlanta, neutral site here, I don't think either team has a mileage or home field advantage in that game. And very, very exciting offense.
This is, it's a great game because I think both teams have a shot at bowling and having a decent season, but we're gonna learn a lot. Where you go, like gun to your head?
They have Labor Day to themselves. This might be one of the more high-profile games Louisville's had since maybe that Clemson game a few years back, where College Game Day was there. Where am I going? I'm going Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think I'll follow you. I guess 51% of that.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be a good one. I could easily see Louisville winning this one.
Week 2, they get Eastern Kentucky, the Cardinals. That's a win.
Yeah.
1-1. Now comes
in-state
a big one.
Battle.
Friday night, nationally televised, Patty C. The very Golden Knights and Gus Malzahn come into Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Where I think they're going to lose. I think Louisville's going to get the win.
You think Louisville bites UCF in.
You like
formerly
Malzahn
Papa John's
more
prior
than
to racist statement stadium. I don't know that I like Malzahn more than you, but I do think UCF has more talent. Whether it shows up in the recruiting rankings or not, from what I've seen, they're always stacked. So,
who's winning that game?
That's a good question. It's early enough in Malzahn's tenure that I think that maybe they struggle a little bit. It's on a Friday night in Louisville. Give me UCF.
I'm on Louisville.
All right. Fair enough. I look, that's 50-50 to me. 51-49. I could easily see Louisville winning.
It's very similar to the Mississippi game.
Yeah.
Or the Ole Miss game. I mean, this is fireworks.
Absolutely.
So I got them at 2-1. You got them at 1-2.
Yeah.
Then they're at Florida State.
Yep.
You're buying this Florida State train.
Give me Louisville in this game. On the road, I don't know. I mean, I think it's too early to think that Florida State has to prove it first. So give me Louisville.
I'll back you with Louisville right now. So that would then put, for me, I got him at 3-1.
Yeah.
At Wake, I'm going to say they're going to lose one of those, either at Florida State or at Wake.
I think they're going to lose Wake too. So I got him at 2-3.
Wakey leaks, baby.
that's right. Still bitter about that, I'm sure.
So I got
hashtag Shane Beamer, who Scott Satterfield interviewed for that South Carolina job, and Shane Beamer ended up getting it.
Mm.
So there's a lot of bullshit in the air.
Well, let's get to the next game here. Coming back home, taking on UVA.
Yeah.
They lost to UVA in Charlottesville by 14 a season ago. This one's in Louisville, Kentucky. Fake rivalry game that college football is trying to shove down our throat here.
Well, they just, when Maryland left for the Big Ten and Louisville took their place, rather than mix up all the cross division.
No, they should have just got rid of all
rivalry.
Those games.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah. So far, Louisville leads this series 5-4. They've split the last 4 games. It's a pretty good actual series. And relatively evenly matched. UVA kind of handled them last year, but Louisville still had some highlight plays with Malik Cunningham. They get them at home
in Louisville.
Give me Virginia.
I think I have Virginia too. I just think they're a tougher team.
I don't know. Louisville could easily win this one at home.
I'm on UVA.
So you got them 3-3. I got them at 2-4. So maybe I don't have them back just yet.
Home to Boston College.
I think they get Boston College at home.
Okay. I'll go with one of those. So give me that. So then I got BC, Florida State.
What happened
UCF
in that game last year? They lost by 7 at Boston College. So revenge on the mind. They get it done coming off the bye. Boston College the week before has NC State. So I think Louisville's in a better situation there.
So I got them at 5-3?
Yeah.
They're at NC State. This is a great game for second place in this conference. Maybe Boston College could say something about
or
that
in the
too.
Division.
That's what I mean. The division. Yeah. Maybe the conference.
Yeah.
Give me NC State.
Yeah.
Yep. Then they get Clemson. Patty C. Seems like they're not back. The way that you're projecting,
I got
schedule.
Them at 3-6 after this game.
I got them at what? I got them losing to Clemson, so that puts them at 5-5.
4-5.
4-5.
Yep. But the end of the season, we should see improvement.
Home to Syracuse, that's a win.
Yep.
5-5. At Duke, 6-5. Home to Kentucky, where Satterfield's 0-2 against Kentucky.
And I do believe he's gotten slapped around a little bit in these. Wait, did they play last year?
No, they didn't play last year. So it's 0-1.
0-1, and they lost.
You know what? He gets revenge this year.
At Kentucky, 45-13. This time it will be played in Louisville. That's a lot of points to make up. They lost by 32 the first time around. That said, I agree with you. Louisville, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, has fared pretty well in this rivalry, and I'm going to give them the edge here. So three straight wins to finish the regular season for old Scotty S. I think that gets them bowling.
The numbers at 6.5, they got that right.
Yeah, I got them at six.
I'll say this. I got them at 7-5, but I'm giving them UCF and Kentucky. I actually think if I am forced to pick, I go under.
You go under. Now, is this just us overreacting to being criticized for being heavy on the overs early on, or?
But they could beat Ole Miss too. I mean, there's so many 50-50 games on this schedule. They could beat. I got them losing to Virginia. They could easily beat Virginia. This team could go 10-2.
I mean, who do they draw cross division here?
Virginia.
Yeah.
And Duke.
Okay, that's not exactly terrible. When he went 8-5 2 years ago, their non-conference included Notre Dame, granted Eastern Washington and Western Kentucky, and Kentucky. So I guess probably a slightly easier probably similar Ole Miss, maybe a slightly easier. They actually have a chance to beat Ole Miss in the non-conference. And then, in his 8-5 year previously, they played Virginia and Miami, which was a bad loss in Miami. So from a historical standpoint, I guess if we're assuming that this year is more similar to what we had 2 years ago than it was last year, then we should expect him to cover 6.5, but I just don't know that they're there yet. Malik Cunningham, though, a lot of experience, a quarterback.
Five offensive linemen that have starting experience.
I want to take the fucking over, man.
You're on the over?
I'm over on the over. I like Scott Satterfield.
All right, you sold me. I'm on the over.
Yeah.
Look, I'm concerned here about, we talked about this with NC Nick. Miami's every year rival should be Louisville.
No, Miami's every year rival should be Boston College.
Yeah, no, but I think Louisville almost makes more sense than Boston College.
Big East.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be Florida State. Florida State.
Well, they play them already.
That's their cross division rival. Because they're not in the same division. They should just be in the same fucking division. They should do a North and a South.
Yes.
They shouldn't have a stupid freaking whatever this like ladder.
Yeah.
I don't know how they even describe that, but either way, Louisville, Virginia is a little bit forced. They are technically border states, even though West Virginia is pretty much in between them.
3 years from now, Satterfield's still at Louisville. If he makes a bowl game, he's fine. I mean, he's not even on the hot seat yet. He was 8-5 and then had a 4-7 COVID season.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Now, if he lays a clunker and goes 3-9, the trend is going the wrong direction. He will be firmly on the hot seat after this year if he lays a clunker. But, I mean, he's a pretty damn good coach. And last year, all of his losses were so close that.
Yeah.
Should be taken with a grain of salt.
I'm on the over too. What the hell am I thinking? I'm on the over.
Yeah.
All right, folks. If you are a first time listener, subscribe to the College Football Experience because we're breaking down all 130 teams, every single team in the FBS. We will have a podcast for. And also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because we're talking Chris Mack and Louisville basketball all the time, year round. College basketball talk on the College Basketball Experience. No greater state than Kentucky to talk college basketball, Patty C. So subscribe, check it out, tell a friend. And here on this platform, we talk college football year round. So subscribe, tell a friend here. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4 years. We've never had a losing season individually. Obviously, as a collective, we've all been over 500 too. And we're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet. Well, on the SGPN app. It's a free download on the at the App Store. You got to get it. All of our podcasts, all of our articles, all of our contests, just gave away $1,000 for NBA Finals free roll. You got to check this stuff out. Get that SGPN app. And if you do, don't be a square. Leave us an app review, right, Patty C?
Do it.
I mean, look, all it takes is for you to say some kind words. If you do, take a screenshot. It takes 5 seconds. Take a screenshot of your review, though. Find me on Twitter at TheColbyD, and I will send you a college football or college basketball experience t-shirt. How easy is that? Huh? How easy is that? At TheColbyD, give me a follow as well. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Find them, give them a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC underscore NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Also, check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. That is a lot of fun, talking Louisville sports all the time. Baseball, basketball, football. Just a lot of good stuff. Breaking it down for you. Yeah, you convinced me. I'm on the over.
Let's do it, baby.
I'm on the over. All right. This is the College Football Experience Louisville Cardinals season preview. You better start thinking about yours.